Hello everyone, today I'm going to talk about what attracts people from different ages to play video games based on some researches that I have been done. I have found that a study called the Self-Determination Theory, which represents that all people share three basic psychological needs: competitiveness, autonomy, and relatedness. So what attracts people to video games is the challenges that these games provide for them. Today I will host someone that have a strong background about this subject, as he wrote an article about what attracts people to video games from different ages and how is it not for a certain age? Like, how are people playing these video games is not based on their age, but it's based on something that is bigger for them. So, hello Michelle, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing just fine. How about you?
So, Michelle, can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. My name is Michelle. I'm a graduate student at UFA in philosophy.
So, can you speak about your article?
Yeah, sure. The main purpose of my article is just to show that video games are not strictly for like teenagers or kids. Even adults can play and enjoy those games. And as a matter of fact, there's a lot of games that, especially for 18 and like for the age 18 and more, so that means not kids cannot play them.
So, can you speak in more details about video games conventions?
Yeah, sure. Video games at conventions are mainly like a yearly events that happen in most areas in the world, here in the US and all over the world too. One of the most famous ones are is called Comic Con, which is about video games and comics altogether. And yeah, mostly like people gather who share the same interests in video games, like share the same taste in games. Also, they gather together and play those games, maybe see their heroes in real life, and yeah, they enjoy their games together.
So are there co other conve are there are these conventions are for a certain age, or is it like for over 18, or is it okay to come like someone who is teenagers or a kid?
As a matter of fact, I guess there's like starting from early age to adults. Like there's, you can, if you go there, you'll see kids, you'll see adults, you'll see teenagers, you'll see every kind like of people.
So it's not for any certain age.
Yeah, that is correct.
So for this article, have you expect that it will be that successful as it right now?
No, really. I just thought about it because a lot of people have been thinking that, a lot of people have been saying that why adults play video games that are useless, et cetera, et cetera. And I just wanted to prove that games are useful for adults as well as for kids, and they are enjoyable.
So, do you have any last words for the audience?
I just would like to thank you for your time and podcast. You're the best.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for your sharing,
Thank you.
and I
Thank
appreciate
you.
your time.
All right, thanks.
Bye. So I hope that the audience have got your idea, Michelle, as there are misunderstanding about video games and how is it not standing for a certain age category, and it's attract different ages group. There's video games for over 18 years old players, and I hope that your idea was helpful for the audience to get the idea to know that video games is not for a certain age, and I would like to thank you all for your precious time that you have been spent in hearing this podcast, and I hope that it will be helpful for you to get my ideas really clear.